Time for the shout out. Under what flag did the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria sail? If you think you know it, shout it out. Was it the flag of Italy, Spain, Portugal, or Britain? You've got 3 seconds. Go. Because Spanish rulers financed Christopher Columbus's transatlantic voyages, his ship sailed under the Spanish flag. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
The Santa Maria was Christopher Columbus's flagship when he first sailed the ocean blue. It never made it back to Spain. The Santa Maria was wrecked when it ran aground near Haiti on Christmas Day, 1492. So where's the wreckage? Barry Clifford, a modern-day explorer, thinks he's found it, lying in a reef about 10 to 15 feet deep off Haiti's coast. But this isn't a newly discovered shipwreck. Clifford and his team dove the site back in 2003. He says at that time, archaeologists misidentified a cannon that was part of the wreckage. After doing some research, Clifford realized that this wreck could be the big one. There's a problem, though. The cannon has been looted since Clifford explored it. So in order to determine if this is the Santa Maria, archaeologists will have to excavate the wreckage. Clifford's planning a trip back to Haiti to figure out the next steps. Before Kyle White received the Medal of Honor, he said that from what he'd heard, it was heavy, that when it's put around your neck, you feel the weight of it, what it all costs. The former U.S. Army sergeant found out what that's like yesterday. It was for his heroism in November of 2007, when he was 20 years old and a long way from his home in Seattle, Washington. The platoon radio telephone operator says he's changed since then. He's left the Army, but his service earned him the nation's highest military decoration.